From the book of Job, chapter 19, verse 29, be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. Here in Job chapter 19, verse 29, we see teaching that capital punishment in the natural points to the judgment of God to come. A picture that individuals are held accountable here in the natural to maintain a civil society, which also points to a picture that judgment is certain for those that warrant it from the Lord. Scripture teaches that capital punishment is endorsed by the Lord. In the Old Testament, capital punishment is taught as the scriptures teach life for life. In the New Testament, capital punishment is taught in Romans 13, verse 4, which teaches, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Here, teaching that God set up government to govern the nations, and part of that government is the authority to execute judgment against capital offenses. Capital punishment for offenses such as various types of murders, capital punishment for various types of rape, capital punishment for espionage, treason, and other capital crimes. This is done to maintain a civil society, to maintain order and governing the nations with accountability. Capital punishment is a deterrent and lowers the crime rate. Capital punishment brings accountability. Capital punishment brings justice. Capital punishment brings a sense of fearing the Lord. Deuteronomy 13, 17, 19, and other scriptures teach that individuals that commit such crimes shall be executed, and as a result, the people shall hear and fear the Lord. Scripture teaches that God is the judge, and he shall judge the people. Psalm 9, verse 8, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. There are those today that do not believe in capital punishment because they are thinking with their feelings and with their heart, when instead they should trust the Lord and take him at his word. For the Lord knows human nature better than anyone on this planet and knows that mankind must be accountable for his actions. And in the book of Job, as we read, 19 and 29 teach that the judgment here on the earth is a picture that points to the judgment of God to come. So individuals will not be surprised. They know that one day they will give an account. And even though there are lawyers and perhaps a dream team that allow individuals to get away with justice in the human courtroom, it points to the fact that there is still the ultimate of accountability when individuals stand before the Lord. Capital punishment in the scriptures, maintaining a civil society. Capital punishment in the scriptures, teaching justice and accountability. Capital punishment in the scriptures, teaching that individuals should fear the Lord. Capital punishment in the scriptures is a picture scripture that points to the judgment of God to come. For the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 4 through 5, the words of Jesus Christ, "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him." And even with this warning from Scripture on the judgment to come, individuals can escape this judgment by faith in Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose from the dead to give us everlasting life through faith in his name. For the scriptures teach in John chapter 3, verse 18, "He that believeth on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.